lined up.
I guess it's been so long since I've been here, you forgot who I was. Mr. Chairman, I know exactly what you're going to say after sitting next to you for 11 and a half years. That is, you don't want to hear anything you've already heard tonight. So I'm going to tell you something that you haven't heard tonight.
Tell me something different.
I'm going to tell you something different.
Start with your name.
Start with your name.
Start with my name. I was trying to keep that off the record.
No.
My name's Michael Johnson.
Okay.
I live at 31434 Waters Way in Lewis, Delaware.
Those of you who don't.
And I am a natural.
Mr. Johnson used to serve on our commission, served for 11 and a half years, very honorably and ably, and we've missed him terribly.
And I feel sorry for you, Scott, because I had to sit right where you were for 11 and a half years. That having been said, what I am going to tell you that you haven't heard tonight, and you probably haven't heard at all, and that is I want to commend the commission on the professionalism that I see here tonight and I've seen with this application. In all the years that I was on the commission, I never had the staff support that I saw here with this program.
That's amazing.
And that's amazing. I said, when I started on the commission, I think it was 2006, we had a land use planner. A year later, he retired. 10 and a half years later, I still didn't have a land use planner. So, Mr. Whitehouse, and the staff that you've accumulated, I commend you. That having been said, no, I have concerns about, I have a couple concerns, that's why I'm here. The concern I don't have is about the property being developed as a residential community. I mean, that's to be expected. You know, anywhere you see a pile of dirt that you can build a house on, they're going to try to. So when I bought my property a number of years ago, I knew that was likely to happen, that I was going to have more houses there, and I was okay with that. My concern is, and Mr. Robertson brought it up for me, was if the commission were to approve the Willow, is that what they call it? Willow?
The affordable housing.
What they're calling affordable housing.
I think it's right.
I think the county would be in for a discrimination lawsuit. Because if you're saying that you're part of our project that we're offering here today, but you folks over here, you can't come over here. So think about the family that has a 10-year-old son, and the 10-year-old son has 11-year-old or 12-year-old buddy, you know, in the rich section, and he wants to go to the pool. And the mom and dad say, well, I'm sorry, son, you can't. We're too poor. We can't afford for you to live in that development, so you can't go use the pool. And you can't ride your bicycle on their 11, 12, 14 miles of trails and sidewalks. No, because we're in the Willows. So that's my one concern about that. And Mr. Chairman, your memory is probably better than mine, but I remember when I was on the commission, there was a piece of property that was actually owned by the state housing authority. That was, I believe it might have been on 23, that they decided it was property they didn't need. I think that's probably now part of Lewis Crossing, if someone was able to check that. So there was housing that was available that could have been used that the state basically, you know, let go. Okay. My concern about the commercial part on Route 9 is I don't know what about the big elephant across the road. What's going on Route 9 in Nassau Vineyards? I know now we got a nice grocery store, which I like. They got some new businesses that are coming along. Going to have a credit union there. Going to have a restaurant, I believe, and a physical therapy, all of which I could use. Maybe not the restaurant, but the rest of it I could use. Anyhow, what else is going to be there? I mean, in the years I was on the commission, they kept coming back to us with changes. You know, with this, you know, this section we're going to do this section we're going to do that. There was going to be a hotel. There was going to be an outdoor amphitheater. There were going to be all kinds of things. I don't know if they're still going to be there or if they're just going to start continuing to stuff more houses and more apartments in there. The other reason why I'm concerned about Route 9 and the commercial is that as you ride down Route 9, which I travel 5 days a week going to work, now that my office is in Georgetown, I live in Lewis, that's my fault. But All I see are little spots of commercial. You got a little bit here, and at Five Points, we're been doing a good job of pushing historically black community out of there and turning it into a warehouse for HVAC, hardware store, drywall, all kinds of things other than housing. So there really is a need for workforce housing is what you call it. But what I'm hearing is affordable housing. You know, workforce housing, if you have a nurse who's making decent money, they probably wouldn't qualify under that their guidelines where they're talking about that $28,000 to $68,000. So maybe we need to rethink what that project really is going to be. But there definitely is a need in this community and always has been. And it's gotten even worse. So, but as you travel down Route 9, you know, first thing you do is, you come into the cow barn and, you know, we got the ice cream. That's great. But a little bit further down the road, you got the Habitat for Humanity store. Crossing that, you got another, it's not the Elks, it's one of those clubs. But then you got a contractor, you got real estate, you got a gunsmith. So you got a nice little commercial section there. Then you ride along, you got a little more agriculture for a while. Then you get to Cool Springs, got a nice little Dollar General store and a beautiful medical complex that I hope gets fully staffed and fully utilized. Then you get to Harbison. Harbison's a mess. And the reason why DelDOT's talking about expanding the road to four lanes to Harbison is because they don't want to deal with the cemetery. You know, they want to just stop there at Harbison, and all of a sudden the four lanes are going to go back to two and you're going to have another cluster. So I'm concerned that Route 9 is becoming another 24 Route 1. You know, at what point is it going to be stop and go traffic on there? At what point are you going to have people pulling in and out to get in and out of these stores or to get to the stores? And what kind of traffic backup and accidents were that going to cause? So whether we designate all of Route 9 as commercial and just rezone both sides of it, go ahead. Or, you know, let's use some sense about regional planning. Regional planning is something we talked about back in 2006. Here it is, 2024. Okay. And we're still talking about it. I mean, it's just like the interconnectivity. It used to be DelDOT wanted interconnectivity. Then they didn't. Then they did. Then they didn't. So.
And then we did.
Then we, yeah, then you. The neighbors never did. The neighbors never did.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, thank you very much.
All right, sir. Thank you. Good seeing you again. Thanks for you stopping by a little more often.
I've seen you here before.
If you come by more often, you would know everybody. No, I love being bothered by you.